This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Amid a tight budget, Denver's new city librarian says libraries are about more than books. Nicole Davies says they've adapted to meet challenging community needs, helping people in need find shelter, and even distributing food.
The reality is, as more and more social services are underfunded, as there are more changes, libraries often find that they are picking up the needs or the requirements for a community. And we've always tried to support patrons no matter what that looked like.
The Denver library system has 99 frozen, unfilled positions in the current city budget, but wasn't hit by any of the recent layoffs. The Colorado Attorney General's office is helping educators spot early warning signs of potential gun violence. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The program is also meant to prevent suicides. 16% of this year's anonymous safe-to-tell school safety calls were suicide concerns. The program will educate teachers, administrators, and counselors on how to seek an extreme risk protection order if they're worried about a student. In 2023, Colorado added educators to the list of people who can request that someone's guns be temporarily confiscated under the red flag law. One in five Colorado middle school students reported they could get a loaded gun in less than an hour without adult assistance. The training is free for educators. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
CU Boulder's mascot Ralphie 7 has a nickname, Brandy. Ralphie 7's nickname pays homage to Looking Glass's 1972 hit Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. Other Ralphies also had nicknames like Moonshine, Tequila, and the recently retired Ember. The Ralphie handler team chose Brandy because she loves classic rock and it's her favorite song. This is CPR News and KRCC.